Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Match of the Bay. I'm Emma Koenigsegg. We have Amy Christophers and Natalie Polly. How are we doing?
I'm good. I'm a bit tired, a bit beaten up, but I'm all good.
My days. If only you could see this podcast right now. It's like, I'm all fresh face, which is quite surprising because you guys always turn up and I'm in my trackies looking ruffings.
No.
Like, Amy's sitting here wearing sunglasses inside the flat, and then Natalie's like, oh, freaking Barry White over there.
Literally, I've just come out from Dubai for 5 days and my voice is gone, so that's why you've got to understand why I sound like this today.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Well, it's nice to get everybody back together. First of all, I just want to say, Amy, you know what? It's okay. Yeah, Chelsea wasn't the only team to fail under pressure at the weekend. I mean, Fulham beat Everton 2-0. Southampton beat Wolves. Newcastle beat Leicester. Oh, hey.
And?
Right, okay. We can talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But I think by those underdog sort of teams, they've sort of shaped up the Premier League table just a little bit. Mm-hmm. What did we say? They're fighting for their lives, even though I think it's a little bit of a lost cause for Fulham. I think Fulham should just let Everton have it. Actually, no, maybe not, because I think that there's like a few teams which are all fighting for the Europa. So it's all getting very, very interesting.
It is. But do you know what's good, though? At least they're actually giving something for their fans as well. There's nothing worse
than... Yeah, at least they're trying.
Nothing worse than when a team actually gives up and you can see it.
What, like Chelsea in the second half?
Exactly that. Yeah. Exactly.
Was it dire? They just gave up in the second half, fuming. Held it together in the first half.
Mm. And then that was it.
It was like, oh...
Well, yeah, but surprisingly, Chelsea are still doing well. I think it was only just recently where Arsenal's gone into fourth position. But is Chelsea still on third?
No.
Not now.
Not now. But they were. And I think it was so funny. Somebody said...
That's why I was like, come on, Watford. I was like, Emma, come on. Yeah, mate, you're doing one thing. You have one job.
I know. So let's talk about like the game on Monday night.
Let's have a conversation,
okay,
Emma.
We've got a Watford fan and we've got an Arsenal fan.
And I'm going to really enjoy this.
Yeah. yeah, there you are. So I thought it was like, I turned it on and I was actually really excited, obviously, with the hype with the FA Cup semi-finals. And... our team looked strong. You know, Ben Foster was back in goal again.
Which I bet you wish it wasn't.
The first actually, goal was surprisingly, okay, for the first 10 minutes was the worst 10 minutes of any Watford fan's life. I literally was like, wicked cool. What else is on TV?
Yeah.
But surprisingly, yeah, fine. Ben Foster let one goal in. Troy Deeney got sent off for...
Oh, no.
That was not a red card.
Yeah,
even me... And I'll have his freaking bag fall down and I'll be like, that was not a red card.
Even me as an Arsenal fan, I can sit here and honestly say that it definitely was not a red card.
I think it was running.
But the thing is, if he was a bit taller, that Torreira, it would have been hitting his chest, I reckon. But because he's 4 foot, it hit him in the face. And it's unfortunate
he's
for him.
For nothing.
Exactly.
And he is a very small man.
It wasn't a sending off. I don't think he intentionally meant to do it. I think he was. He's just quite big and...
He's built like a rugby player,
isn't
he?
He's built like that Deeney.
A beast.
Yeah, he is.
And I just think that's the way he runs and like his arms just flap around and it probably would knock someone out if it
I'd
did.
I'd be scared if he was marking me.
I'd be scared. I'd crawl up in like a ball.
Our two forwards, Deeney and Andre Gray, are the two brick house walls that you don't want to go up against.
No,
if you're going up against like a young lad, it's like...
Yeah, forget it.
But I think probably what riled everything all up, Troy Deeney did say... prior to the match, I'll just whack one and see who wants it.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
I know why he got sent off then.
I know, but I just...
Him and his mouth.
Yeah, he's got a big mouth.
I know. But
he's
I
a bit like me, the geezer, isn't he?
He's what?
He's a bit like me. I say things where I really shouldn't say it.
I was so angry. I was so angry, and I literally was like, I'm not watching this anymore. And then you bloody hold out, meow, what's that?
Well, you should never have tweeted me before the game, should you? Learn your lesson.
But in all fairness, right, for Arsenal to only score one goal, and we were playing 80 minutes with 10 men,
yeah,
we were incredible. We were definitely the stronger side. Ben Foster was working.
Listen,
to be fair, I thought you were going to get more goals than
at the end of the day, no one looks at what the actual score was. Everyone looks at the 3 points. And we got the 3 points.
Oh, you're so bad.
You're like a football manager.
I bet you saw that somewhere and you copied that. Because there was another Arsenal fan that was talking to me last night. And he said exactly the same to me. I was like,
scrolling
what is
on Twitter and I thought, do you know what, that's a good point. I'm going to think of it like that way now. So at the end of the day, we got the 3 points and
know,
you didn't.
True. No, well, that's all right. Snide. But no, I was still... In all fairness, like I said, I was going to turn over the TV within the first 10 minutes, but I watched it all the way to the end because I thought maybe there is a small possibility that we could actually get
there is a chance.
There could have been. They put up a really, really good fight to it. Like, they really did. For 10 men as well, against an Arsenal squad like that, you did very, very well.
Whatever Javi Garcia is doing in training, he's bloody exceptional.
He's working.
And we didn't even have Gerard Deulofeu, and he was our goal scorer at the FA Cup semi.
You didn't crumble under pressure. You did not crumble under pressure at all. Like, even an Arsenal team, I reckon, if someone got sent off in the first 10 minutes, that's it. I think like alarm bells would have gone off, you would have seen it, their composure would have gone. But with Watford, it did not at all.
I'll tell you, one of the Arsenal players that I really was impressed with, Matteo Guendouzi.
With the big hair.
He's good.
he's really good.
He was just everywhere.
He's really young, so it's really exciting to have such talent like that in the squad as well.
Yeah.
But he needs to cut that hair or at least tie it back, because honestly, I wouldn't be able to see where I was going with all those locks in my face. Maybe it'd do a bit better if he tied it back.
Yeah, maybe.
No, but I go running with my hair down, and I tell you what, when you feel the air between your hair,
the air between
amazing.
Your hair.
Is that what he's having? He's getting so adrenaline rush.
I love it. But then again, my hair's dead straight. And
yeah,
so
he's
funny.
Got that big curly hair. Yeah. Can you imagine? But he must feel like a really like empowered person when he's running around like that, you know that.
Yeah.
Wind blowing in his hair, he's got this.
Maybe he just saw like David Luiz as his idol.
Yeah, that's it.
I like lugs like you.
Yeah.
Head and you're
shoulders
so respected.
Ever. He'll be on it next. Watch.
Frizzies.
So there's only a few more games in hand. Let's just put our predictions in for the title race. Obviously, Liverpool is still on top at the moment with 85 points. Manchester City with 83 points, but they do have a game in hand. Now, honestly, who do you think... What is your gut saying?
My gut's saying Liverpool.
Yeah, I think like Liverpool
and
really want this now.
They really, really want it. And you can see with every...
29 years of hurt.
Yeah. Every game they play, you can see how much they actually put into it. And I'm not taking anything away from City. Not at all.
No.
But you can see Liverpool's work rate and Liverpool's passion. They want it more.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you there. I think Liverpool do deserve it as well. And also, looking at the game, so... I would say the next game for Man City is with Spurs this Saturday. If Man City lose against Spurs, I think 100% Liverpool have got it in the net.
Once, I'm going to be rooting for Spurs. Jesus. Ah! Once in my life. No, I really want Liverpool to have it because the players that you've got in the squad there, you can see the passion in them. And they've actually got... When you look at the City squad, they haven't got any homegrown players or anything like that. Mm. But then with Liverpool, you've got like your Trent Alexander-Arnold. You've got... some players that have been there for a really, really long time, and you can see that they're fighting because they're fans as well as wanting, like, being paid to be there and all stuff like that. Like, not only is there talent, there's so much passion in that, and I really, really do hope they do it, because I like Liverpool as a team. I think that they've got so much talent, and their fans as well. I just think they're
and a
amazing.
Lot of English talent as well, which are all in the England team
and
as well.
Jürgen
and
Klopp,
so
I love him.
Yeah, so do I.
He's just like, he loves their players, like he loves it. So I want Liverpool to win it so badly.
Yeah, well, City have done it.
City have done it, and it's not as exciting. Yeah. It really isn't as exciting. I want Liverpool.
Wasn't it last season where City was like way ahead? You know, yeah. And it was like, oh wow, you've won it. Exactly. Blah, blah, blah.
We haven't had a title race like this in ages. No,
it's exciting.
And it's so exciting.
Talking about the next games, I think, look, Liverpool, the next games, Cardiff, win.
Yeah.
Huddersfield,
win.
Newcastle, win. Wolves could put up a fight.
But I think we can't actually say stuff like that because some of the games this season, like Newcastle beat City not that long ago, didn't they? Yeah. So like you can't actually say that. You can't say that they're going to easily win a game like that because at the end of the day, freak scores happen.
True, but then if you have a look at Man City's next games, they've got Spurs, they've got Manchester United, Burnley, Leicester and Brighton. In terms of the difficulty,
they've definitely got a hard run. A lot easier.
Yeah.
But City, you can't say that they aren't going to beat the Spurs and they're not going to beat... Who else have they got? They've got...
Spurs, Man U, Burnley, Leicester, Brighton.
Man City, that's a huge game in itself. So they're going to be putting everything into it.
Of course.
And 9 times out of 10, if I had to put a bet on it, I would say City would win it.
Yeah.
But I think Liverpool want it more, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And I want
Liverpool
to win.
And their fans as well, they really want it. But can you imagine, they're going to be unbearable if they do win.
I just think it's Liverpool's time now.
Yeah. 100%. Yay to Liverpool!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So after an incredible weekend of golfing, you know, Tiger Woods made his history with an unbelievable comeback, winning his first major in 11 years. Now, here's a question for you guys. If you could choose any football player over the decades that could come back, overcome injury, right? Bear in mind, Tiger Woods had 4 back operations, he battled drug addiction, battled all of the media and everything, and he came back and he won a major. Who could you choose? Who would you like to choose? Now, I can tell you mine while you're thinking. So I thought, hang on a second, let's have Gareth Southgate having a comeback. Aww. OBE, obviously, his services to football, right? So therefore, he's gained a lot of experience, knowledge. He's a god in the managerial world. He took our England team to the semis in the World Cup in Russia. He's surrounded by young players, which keeps him young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Being a manager means that he's thinking of new tactics all the time. So when he's back on that pitch, he's in there. He knows what to do. He knows how to think. He's also a very, very good runner. We know this because he dislocated his arm or shoulder.
His shoulder was celebrating.
His shoulder, yeah.
No, when he was running.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were celebrating. Oh, he broke my shoulder while I was at it as well. Jesus.
He was running. He went for a run in Russia and he slipped and he dislocated his arm.
I thought it was because he was celebrating.
No, no, he had to have the sling so he couldn't celebrate because he dislocated. So we know, Yeah,
and then people were like gonna. They started wearing like the slings. And
yeah,
they, like,
it was the waistcoat and the sling. Jesus.
You know. So also he made history with the England team because he was what he broke the curse of not beating a penalty shootout. So hopefully by that he's broken his curse, and when he ever has to do a penalty shootout, he's got it.
He's got it.
So there we go. I think Gareth Southgate could be the most incredible comeback football player.
I would have Ian Wright. Simply for the fact of his passion.
Yeah.
I love him. He just loves the game so much. And even... I grew up supporting Arsenal, obviously, and he always used to stand out to me. I used to love him. So he has talent, number one, but number two, it's just his aura. It's just everything about him. He gets stuck in with everything. So I would have someone like Ian Wright back in the squad and back in the game just because he loves it. He's a proper geezer. Like, you want someone like that in the dressing room. You want someone to brighten up your day. He brightens up my day every day.
Yeah, that's
but even
so true.
Like, to be fair, even though he's still playing, someone like Patrice Evra as well, because he does make me laugh.
Yeah.
He does make me laugh, but I'm going to stick with Ian Wright because Patrice Evra technically is still in the game. So.
Yeah, fair play.
I'm going to go on a similar line tonight and I'm going to say Gazza.
Oh, Gazza.
I mean, he's got overcome a lot of things.
He's in recovery, bless him.
Oh, bless
him.
No.
Like, if he came back,
yeah,
again, the passion,
yeah,
the laughter, whatever. Like, he made that England team.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think, yeah, him.
You don't have players like that anymore with their passion. Like, it's just so
sad. I know. I think in an England team at the moment, you do have people with characters and passion.
Yeah,
Jesse Lingard, he's got so much personality and he's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's just a different...
Yeah, it's just a very different,
era, like, on the pitch where you can see them screaming and getting angry when something isn't going their way. That's what you want to see.
Gazza,
you
want to
see that fight. Yeah, you want to see them cry.
Yeah.
Even though that Marcus Rashford did cry. But I want to see them all crying. Next time you lose, I want to see you all crying.
Well, I'll give you something to cry about.
Exactly.
So every single week, I want to introduce a new section, and I think this is to sort of portray the sort of football players off of the pitch a little bit more. Why we like them, what do we like about them, etc., etc. Okay? Snooting your nose and nothing. So this week, I thought of a question, right? I said, you know, we know that football players love being out there, you know, in everybody's faces in terms of their fashions. They have a lot of like buyers for them where they get limited edition this, limited edition that. So if you could choose any football player in the Premier League to style you, who would it be and why?
To style me or for me to style them?
No.
But to style...
They style you.
Ooh.
From their style,
do you know who...
what's most suitable for you or who would
I really, really like the way Raheem Sterling dresses.
Yeah.
I really like... He's just... He pulls stuff off, which I don't think I could pull off. But I think if he styled me a little bit, gave me a bit of that swag, I think I could get away with it. I think he dresses really, really well. I think he looks so cool all the time. He's always got fresh stuff on. So I would pick Raheem Sterling.
Really, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough. Who would you?
I'd go Pogba, just because I want to be a bit cooler. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to, like...
You pick the two people which love designer.
Yeah.
Like, Gucci over there for Raheem Sterling. Yeah. He loves a bit of Gucci.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
does Paul Pogba, actually.
Yeah.
Gucci gang.
I think I'll probably go for Craig Cathcart from Watford, because he always rocks up in trainers and trackies, and he's just so chilled. It's like, not designer, he's not really bothered. So I think... Yeah, I think it would be surprising.
I've done that one. I wasn't expecting that name to come out there.
Well, I was just wondering. I was like, well, the thing is, I don't mind a bit of designer, but I'm not really bothered by it. You know, and a lot of these football players are all like, designer this, designer that. Like, we know, like, Jesse Lingard, like, brings up Louis Vuitton, like, in Manchester or wherever. I was like, right, we're going to turn up. I know the store's closed, but we're turning up. And he goes there, locks the doors, and just, like, wears everything.
See, look, if I was him, I'd do the same, though. I would be such a diva. Thank God.
I mean, Natalie's currently sitting right now with a Balenciaga hat on. Yes. I mean, what am I wearing? A dirty hoodie?
No, honestly, I just need just to be covering this face of mine because I'm a bit tired. But, do you know, to be fair, I like the way Jessie dresses as well. I do.
Yeah.
But I don't, that is true. I think that's one next level. I don't think I could pull that off.
I do. I think I do quite like Hector Bellerin, only because he is quite like
He's out there.
Like, he's out there. And sometimes I'm a little bit out of there. Sometimes
if
like,
you
the COVID's
were to put something
bit.
On that he put on, I promise you, I would have to tell you about yourself. It's just not right, some of the stuff.
I don't know.
Like
I could
wearing,
look,
like capes and stuff.
Yeah, it's, you like, it's like Matrix
yeah,
stuff.
If you came like out wearing a cape to me, I'd say, "Come on, Ems. Like, I know you're out there, but just maybe."
Yeah,
just a little
I
bit.
Mean,
take the
cape other off. Day I definitely went to McDonald's with sliders and
oh yeah,
I've
seen that.
Socks.
Yeah, I did.
And
see
I mean,
that on
they
Instagram.
Were odd socks as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what? I'm out there in it. Itchy.
To be fair, if there's anyone that I think could pull it off, it'd be you. Yeah.
Thank you. I could walk out in pajamas next time.
Yeah, it would be you. You could pull it off.
Okay, so let's take a look at what's behind the headlines. Now, there's been a lot of shade at the moment going on in the headlines. One in particular, and I was quite surprised to see this on Sport Bible, but Anne Hegarty, you know, she was one of the contestants in I'm a Celebrity, confirms she was not topless at the Newcastle United match. Now, let me just show you the photos, okay?
Oh, no, that's so mean.
Right,
that
so...
Oh, jokes.
That's horrible.
But look at this, though. It actually does look very... He does look a little bit similar. Oh. Right, okay.
He's got a good pair of tits on him, hasn't he?
Bigger than mine. Bigger than mine.
Oh, my God.
But we know for a fact that like, Newcastle United have got some of the most ruthless like fans yeah. ever. Okay. Yeah. Amy's still laughing at me because she's staring at it going, it really does look like Anne.
I'm just thinking like Sport Bible doing that and then like Anne having to come out and be like, good on her though, that's funny.
Yeah,
like
that
some
is
people
funny.
Get really
bit
offended.
Personality.
Yeah, no, Anne yeah, but the thing is, Anne is also a little bit shady as well. Yeah. Like it was funny, we was at the NTA Awards and I posted a picture, like, you know there's a golden stairs in the O2 and I was standing on there and Anne Hegarty was like, didn't see those. And I was like, oh, all right, mate, hi. Oh, I was like...
Throw some shade at us.
I was like, we've never spoken.
Oh.
And you write on my thing.
Oh my God.
And then people were liking it. I was like... All right, mate.
Use me.
But so, good stairs. Thank you
so
very
I think
much.
Anne, I think Anne Hegarty is amazing, and I think she's, you know, she's got autism, so I think she's very blunt with her comments.
Yeah.
So
I think me and her would get on quite well, to be fair.
Yeah,
I think
she's
bounce
great.
Off of each other. She's cutthroat like me. I like her.
But I've got to admit, though, these Newcastle United fans are ruthless.
Yeah, they are.
Babe, I've had, like, the brunt of Newcastle United fans for, like, years and years.
Really?
When I was doing, like, the transfers and stuff, who did I say again? Oh, I'm sure they'll remind me. Yeah. It was a Portuguese player. I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to sign for, he's going to sign for Newcastle on Tuesday or something. And they were like, yeah, like every year, they like they must have it on their Facebook memories. Like, yeah. Oh, what Tuesday? What, you didn't say a year? What year? And I'm like, oh, piss off.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, just like some other things. And they just like, literally, they made memes on my eyebrows and made my eyebrows
no.
short. I was like, actually, like, I liked it. I was retweeting it. I was like, that's
like,
good, that's creative.
I feel like Newcastle United are like ruthless and they're always, always topless in their fins. If you could like pick a characteristic of like an Arsenal fan or a Chelsea fan, like what sort of...
Moany.
But what would they look like though?
What would they
look
like?
Because I think West Ham would be like typical sort of Essex where they wear the roll necks.
Yeah.
You see them all with the roll necks.
Flat pe-
Yes, yeah, side party.
Do you know who I'm going to go with?
Like a Jeff Brazier.
Arsenal fans look like Prince Philip. Prince Philip, that's what they would look like. All like a bit stuck up, moany, older.
No.
That's it. Because all they do is moan. Even when we win, when you hear around me, me and my dad sit in an area where I don't think we belong anyway. We're on club level, yeah? Everyone's very like posh and old. Then you've got me and my dad that aren't very much like that. And all you hear is Arsenal fans. We could be winning 4-0. That's it. They'll find something to complain about. Like, they would find something to complain about. So Arsenal fans are very, very moany, very.
So they would be very Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, Prince Philip, that sort of, like.
What about Chelsea?
I think Chelsea, like, be like a leather jacket, like.
And
like,
I just see Made in Chelsea.
Tweedy.
Yeah.
Do you not have tweeds then going
okay,
into Chelsea?
I'll take you to some of the pubs like around the ground. It ain't nothing like that.
But
it's
even
like
going
geezers.
Back to Newcastle, I've interviewed Jermaine Genus and he obviously grew up in the Newcastle ranks and everything and he was telling me what their fans are like and he said, I've never, like, any club that I've played for, he's never, ever, ever received abuse and praise from the fans like Newcastle. They're so passionate, but
they
are—they literally are diehard. They bleed Newcastle.
They don't have any other team there though.
But it's Sunderland, all or nothing.
But that's Sunderland.
And he's but even like he said the derbies and that the Sunderland fans used to literally throw stuff at them on the buses. He used to get abusive text messages. He told me once.
How do they get his number?
Oh, God knows. You find it. They find them. And they used to, like, threaten him, threaten his family. Like, up in the northeast, Jesus Christ, they are next level.
Now, I think Watford are the sort of people which wear, like, the, you know, you could get those bigger waterproofs, you know, like the typical navy blue waterproofs.
Yeah.
That's us. We're like, we'll go to all the matches, like, we'll be there supporting you if you go down to championship. And then, you know, that's where we obviously come through the ranks. So we're always like the underdog sort of thing. So I don't think we're the sort of people which you can, you know, you don't ever see us like wearing something nice to a football match.
See, I went to school which was right by Watford, and all the boys were Watford fans, and all I can picture is what they used to wear. Like, they used to wear proper, like, tracksuits, those big, like,
jackets. Townies.
Yeah, literally townies.
We're proper townies and hoodies.
Yeah,
that's what we used to be.
With a pint in their hand.
Yeah.
Die hard. Tattoos of Watford
exactly.
That's
exactly
what the title is. Like, they don't give a shit, and that's what I like about them.
Proper townies, that's it. Anyways, ladies, well, let's fingers crossed that we're having an incredible weekend for football. Who are you playing next?
We are playing...
I don't fucking know who I am. I'm playing Burnley.
Oh, Huddersfield.
I'm still drunk, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been on a very, very long holiday. I
don't, don't know who else is playing.
I don't know.
I'm true,
so
absolutely
sorry. I've just come back from holiday. I was drinking for 5 days straight, but don't worry, guys. I'll get my shit together.
Well, hopefully we beat Huddersfield. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you please like and share this, that'd be great. And ladies,
thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.